Welcome to this week's book review. In the studio with me is Dr. Kevin Lee, Professor of Anthropology and author of the best-selling book, Changing Traditions in the Modern World. First of all, could you tell us what anthropologists study and what your own area of interest is?
That's a good question. Anthropology, in a general sense, is the study of humanity. I know that's not very exact. That's why we have many types of anthropology, like linguistic anthropology and social anthropology. My speciality is cultural anthropology. I study different cultures around the world and how social and political changes affect these cultures.
And when did you first become interested in anthropology?
I grew up in a multicultural home. My mother is American and my father is Korean. They were both English teachers, so we travelled a lot. As a child, I lived in Japan, Thailand, and Egypt. That's why I decided to study anthropology. Growing up in different cultures helps you realise that customs and traditions are often local. Things that are acceptable in one culture can be completely unacceptable in another. However, despite some differences between cultures, I have noticed that there are often more similarities than differences between people.
And do traditions change?
Absolutely. Customs and traditions change all the time. Some traditions die out because our way of life changes, but most traditions adapt.
As I understand it, that's one of the main points of your latest book.
Yes. My book is about the effect of modern technology on traditions around the world. It's well known that things such as electricity, the telephone, and television have changed our lives significantly. The introduction of these inventions into our lives has changed many of our customs. For example, in the past, families spent time playing board games or listening to the radio in the evening. These activities would deepen family relationships. Now, due to developments in technology, people spend more time interacting with other people over the internet.
Is that a bad thing?
I don't think so. There are people who complain about the changes that technology has brought to our lives. Personally, I think these changes are fine. We still spend time interacting with other people, but it's not always face to face.
In your book, you discuss how technology has changed the way we celebrate important holidays.
That's right. A simple example is sending cards or messages. In the past, people sent each other cards to celebrate important events like an anniversary or a new baby. But now, more people send messages through social networking sites or by text or email. Another example of changing customs is holiday food. A few generations ago, people spent a lot of time and effort preparing special meals for celebrations. It was usually the women who did this. Some dishes could take up to a week to prepare. But now we don't have to work so hard. This is because we have modern kitchens and supermarket food. We don't have to spend endless hours making our own butter or bread anymore. Everything is quicker and easier now.
I remember my grandmother working for days to make food. She had a huge cookery book, which she got from her grandmother. Everything had to be exactly as it was when she was a little girl.
That's a good example of a tradition which has been replaced by technology. You can find any recipe you want on the internet. This means that many people don't need cookery books anymore. Another thing is that many families now go out instead of cooking at home. In India, for example, families hire catering companies to provide food for weddings or special occasions. In the United States, at Thanksgiving, which is one of the biggest celebrations, many families go to restaurants because they don't want to spend their holiday working in the kitchen.
So people do continue their tradition of eating a special meal. They just do it in a different way.
Yes. Traditions don't always die out. But customs and traditions do change and adapt to the modern world.